Shalom and welcome to Rambam Yomi. This is Rabbi Mati Novik. Join me as we learn the Rambam's Mishneh Torah, one perek each day.
Today we'll be learning the Rambam's Seder HaTfilot. The Rambam ends Sefer Ahava with his Seder HaTfilot. Recall from the introduction to the Mishneh Torah that the Rambam wanted his work to be a compendium of all the halachic knowledge required by the typical Torah observant Jew to live his religious life. As such, it needs to include all the texts which one must say as part of his tefillah, where we use the term to refer not only to the Amidah, but to the prayer service more broadly. In Hilchot Kriyat Shema and Hilchot Tefillah, the Rambam discussed in general terms the structure of this service and some of its details, but many details are still missing, and it is for this reason that the Rambam appends here a Sidur with a full listing of the texts which must be said on different occasions throughout the year. Specifically, we can speak of two ways in which the Seder HaTfilot complements and completes the aspects of the tefillah service which the Rambam has already addressed in the Mishneh Torah. One, there are established brachot, referred to in Hilchot Kriyat Shema and Hilchot Tefillah, which the Rambam did not quote in full, like the Birchot Kriyat Shema and the brachot of the Amidah, including the special bracha recited in the middle of the Amidah on Shabbat, Yamim Tovim, and Yom Kippur. In the Seder HaTfilot, the Rambam quotes the full text of these brachot. Two, there are many places where the Rambam says in Hilchot Tefillah that there is a custom to add psukim or tachanunim, requests of various sorts, at certain points in the tefillah. In these cases, there is a degree of flexibility regarding what exactly and how much to say, but there nonetheless developed over time customs governing these portions of the tefillah. In the Seder HaTfilot, the Rambam fills in these details according to his custom. The ambiguities of what exactly should be said in tefillah did not begin with the Rambam. The Gemara makes no mention of a Seder tefillah, and the earliest Sidurim we have date from the period of the Gaonim, specifically the Sidurim of Rav Amram Gaon and Rav Sadia Gaon. These form the basis of the development of what we now call Nusach Edot HaMizrach, the Seder HaTfilah used by Sephardi communities. Ashkenazi communities developed a Nusach HaTfilah with similar roots, but with many different details, and the earliest Sidur we have representing the Ashkenazi tradition is the Machzor Vitri, authored by a student of Rashi, Simcha ben Shmuel from the city of Vitri in France. Despite the name, this isn't a machzor as the term is used today, for a siddur used specifically on holidays, but rather includes tefillot for all year round, along with a compilation of the halachot of tefillah. We note that the nusach ha-tefillah, which we call nusach sfard, used not by Sfardim but by many Ashkenazim, including most Hasidic communities, is of much more recent vintage. In the 16th century, the renowned Kabbalist Rav Yitzchak Luria of Tzfat, known as the Ari, created a new nusach, using some elements of traditional Ashkenazi nusach, some elements from Sephardi tradition, and some features which he introduced on his own. This nusach ha'ari was picked up by nascent Hasidic movements who were drawn to the Ari and to the Kabbalistic sources he used in assembling his nusach tefillah. This nusach evolved over time throughout Hasidic communities in Eastern Europe into the modern-day nusach sfard. Due to the development of this nusach along parallel tracks in different places, there are small differences, even among contemporary Sidurim, which use nusach sfard. The Rambam's Seder HaTfilot, as would be expected based on his halachic tradition, is based on the Sidurim of the Gaonim, and therefore is more similar in general to the nusach Edot HaMizrach, used today by Sfardim, than to any of the nuschaot used by Ashkenazim. There are differences, however, because of changes that were made to the Nusach Edot HaMizrach in the centuries following the Rambam. However, the Taimanim, the Jews of Yemen, held the Rambam in such high esteem that they continued to use his Nusach Tefillah even after other Sephardi communities introduced changes. To this day, the Nusach Taimani is very similar to the Seder HaTfilot of the Rambam which appears here. We'll go through his Seder HaTfilot in broad terms, explaining what it contains and pointing out where his text is significantly different from both Ashkenazi and Sephardi traditions practiced nowadays. The Rambam begins with some statements of Chazal, which are customary to say right after Birchot HaTorah in the morning, beginning with a Mishnah in Peah, which begins, Eilu Dvarim She'en Lehem Shiur. After that, he quotes the Talmudic statement of Rabbi Zeira about the traditional chumrah which women accepted upon themselves to practice a strict version of Hilchot Nida upon seeing even a drop of menstrual blood. We don't have the custom to say this, and its purpose for the Rambam may be to begin tefillah after learning a halacha psuka, without discussion or debate, as he writes that one should do in Hilchot Tefillah Perek Dalet. The pre-Psukei Dezimra portion of Tefillah continues with a paragraph of Le'olam Yehei Adam, which appears in our Sidurim as well, and which speaks of how a person should aspire to act, and the extent to which he is obligated to praise and thank Hashem in his daily life. This ends with the line, Baruch Mekadesh et Shemo Barabim, in which the Rambam doesn't include Shem Hashem, but which appears with Shem Hashem in many Ashkenaz Sidurim, Baruch Atah Hashem Mekadesh et Shemo Barabim. The Rambam does not include any of the portion of Tefillah which we call Korbanot, consisting of Psukim about the Korban Tamid and the Ketoret, the Mishnayot of Perek Ezehu Makoman in Masechet Zvachim, which summarizes the details of various types of sacrifices, and ending with a paragraph of Rabbi Shmuel Omer. The source of this idea of speaking about Korbanot as part of our Tefillah comes from a Gemara in Masechet Megillah, in which Avram Avinu asks Hashem how Bnei Israel will atone for their sins when there is no Beit HaMikdash in which to bring a korban for kapara, atonement. Hashem's response is that when they recite the psukim and mishnayot about the korbanot, it is as if they actually offer them and thereby achieve kapara. Based on this Gemara, even the early Gaonic Sidurim, like that of Rav Amram Gaon, contain the Parshat HaTamid, the psukim about the daily communal offerings in the Beit HaMikdash. And this makes it difficult to understand why the Rambam doesn't include any part of Korbanot at all. It's entirely possible that the Rambam was familiar with the custom to say Korbanot, and that he himself included it in his own tefillah. But he nonetheless left it out of his Seder HaTfilot because it is rooted only in the Agadata we mentioned from Masechet Megillah rather than in a more firmly established halachic element of tefillah, like the subsequent texts of Psukei Dezimra, Birkot Kriyat Shema, and the Amidah. The Rambam proceeds to Psukei Dezimra. This begins with the bracha of Baruch Sha'amar, and then moves immediately to what we call Yehi Chavod, which is really just a collection of psukim from different places in Tanakh, mostly from Tehillim. It continues from there to Ashrei and the five Halalukot, the last six prakim of Tehillim, and ends with the first few psukim of Vayivarech David, which comes from Divrei Hayamim. Note what is missing in the Rambam's Psukei Dezimra. First, the earlier parts of what we say, consisting of Hodu and Mizmor LeTodah. These are said nowadays by both Ashkenazim and Sfardim, though Ashkenazim say Hodu after Baruch Sha'amar, while Sfardim and Nusach Sfard say it beforehand. Mizmor LeTodah, which commemorates the Korban of Thanksgiving brought by certain individuals, the same four types who say Birchat HaGomel that we discussed in Hilchot Brachot, Perek Yud, is recited on days when that Korban could be offered in the Beit HaMikdash, excluding not only Shabbat and Yom Tov, but also all of Pesach, including Erev Pesach, as the Korban Todah included some chametz, as well as Erev Yom Kippur, when the Korban could not be offered because this would cut back on the time during which it can be eaten. The second missing part of Psukei Dezimra in the Rambam Seder HaTfilot is Az Yashir. He mentions subsequently the custom to say either Az Yashir or Shirat HaZinu after the bracha of Yishtabach, which ends Psukei Dezimra, a custom he referred to also in Hilchot Tefillah Perek Zayin. On Shabbat and Yom Tov, the Rambam continues, we say an extended version of Yishtabach, which begins with Nishmat Kol Chai. And in addition, the custom is to add the perek from Tehillim of Mizmor Shir L'Yom HaShabbat to Psukei Dezimra on Shabbat and on Yamim Tovim. Our custom, both Ashkenazim and Sfardim, is to say not only this Mizmor, but eight additional ones as well in Psukei Dezimra of Shabbat and Yom Tov. Like Hodu, these are said by Ashkenazim after Baruch Sha'amar, and by Sfardim before Baruch Sha'amar. This completes the portion of the Seder HaTfilot devoted to Psukei Dezimra, and the Rambam goes on to give the text of the Birchot Kriyat Shema. First, the two before Birchot Kriyat Shema in the morning, Yotzer HaMe'orot and Ahavat Olam, or as Ashkenazim know it, Ahava Rabba. Then the one after Kriyat Shema in the morning, beginning Emet V'Yatziv and ending with Gaal Yisrael. After that, the two brachot before Kriyat Shema in the evening, Ma'ariv Aravim and Ahavat Olam. And finally, the two brachot after Kriyat Shema in the evening, Emet V'Emunah and Hashkivenu. Two interesting points about these brachot. First, the Rambam makes absolutely no distinction between the text of these brachot during the week and the text on Shabbat. Our custom is to modify and extend the first bracha before Kriyat Shema on Shabbat morning so that it speaks about the day. The longer text begins with Hakol Yoducha rather than with Hameir La'aretz, and it includes the piyut of Kel Adon, which the Tzibur typically sings together. Another modification we make on Shabbat, and this one on Yom Tov as well, is to end the last bracha at Arvit with Ufros Aleinu Sukkat Shlomecha, and then HaPorei Sukkat Shlom Aleinu Val Kol Amo Yisrael Val Yushalayim, rather than the shorter formulation of Shomer Amo Yisrael La'ad, which we use during the week. Which ending does the Rambam use? Neither one. And that brings us to our second interesting point. We discussed back in Hilchot Tefillah Perek Zayin that some have the custom to add a long bracha at Mariv after Hashkivenu, beginning with Baruch Hashem Lolam Amen V'Amen, continuing mostly with several additional psukim, and ending with a chatima of Baruch Ata Hashem, HaMelech Bichvodo, Tamid Yimloch Aleinu Lolam Ve'ed, Ve'al Kol Ma'asav. While the Rambam made no mention of this bracha in the Halachot, he includes it here in the Seder HaTfilot. However, it is not an entirely separate bracha. Rather, the chatima of Hashkivenu is left out entirely, and this bracha begins immediately where Hashkivenu should have ended. So this extra bracha is not a separate bracha at all in the Seder HaTfilot, but rather an extended version of Hashkivenu. In this manner, the problem is avoided of adding a new bracha, where Chazal established a fixed number of them, two before Kriyat Shema and two after. After Birchot Kriyat Shema, the Rambam moves on to the text of the weekday Amidah. He makes no distinction between the Amidot of the different tefillot during the day. Ashkenazim who use Nosach Ashkenaz have the custom to say the full text of the last bracha, beginning Sim Shalom, only in the context of an Amidah in which there should be Birkat Kohanim, which ends with the similar words of V'yasem Lecha Shalom. This includes Shachrit every day, and Mincha on fast days. Some say Sim Shalom at Mincha of Shabbat as well, because we read the Torah then, and the text of Sim Shalom speaks of Hashem giving the Torah to Bnei Israel. In Nusach Sfard, Sim Shalom is recited at Mincha on every day of the year. Sfardim follow the text of the Rambam and say Sim Shalom in every Amidah, even in Ma'ariv. One major change the Rambam makes to the Amidah, depending on the time of year, is the bracha in which we ask for rain. This bracha has a completely different text during the winter and during the summer. Ashkenazim, both Nusach Ashkenaz and Nusach Sfard, use the same basic text all year round, and just add the words V'tein Talu Matar Divracha during the winter in place of the words V'tein Bracha. After the text of the Amidah, the Rambam goes on to list the various additions to the Amidah on different occasions. Atachon Antanu on Motzei Shabbat and Motzei Yom Tov, Yalev Yavo on Rosh Chodesh and Chol HaMoed, Anenu on a fast day, this is added to the bracha of Shema Kolenu by an individual and said as a separate bracha by the Shliach Tzibur, Ala Nisim on Chanukah and Purim, and Nachem on Tisha B'Av. The last of these is added by the Rambam to every Amidah of Tisha B'Av, but the general custom nowadays is to add it only at Mincha, because only the afternoon of this tragic day is considered a time of consolation. The Rambam moves on from here to the text of Kedusha, where again he does not distinguish between Shabbat and weekdays. The text he brings is similar to the one said by Ashkenazim at Shachrit of Shabbat and Yom Tov, which includes the paragraph of Mimkomcha Malkeinu Tofia. Ashkenazim say a shortened version of Kedusha during the week, and Sfardim use the shortened version all the time, even on Shabbat and Yom Tov. The Rambam lists the ways in which the Tzibur responds to the Shliach Tzibur during Kedusha, some of which are common to all Nuscha'ot Tefillah, but some of which are practiced only by the Teimanim, who, as we said, follow the text of the Rambam relatively strictly. Next in the Seder HaTfilot is the Kaddish, the text of which, as we mentioned in Hilchot Tefillah Perek Chet, appears nowhere in the Talmud and has its origins in the Sidurim of the Gaonim. The Rambam lists when exactly Kaddish is said: before and after each Amidah, after Tachanun, after Kriyat HaTorah, and after Uval Etzion. He doesn't mention the Kaddish we say between Yishtabach and Baruchu in the morning. It may be that Kaddish really should be said just before the Amidah of Shachrit. As the Rambam says, we say Kaddish before each Amidah. but this is impossible in Shacharit because of the requirement of Smichat Geula Litfila, and so we move it earlier to before Baruch Hu. The Rambam's text of Kaddish includes the line, V'atzmach burkanei v'karev mishichei v'yifrok amei. Neither Ashkenazim nor Sfardim say the last two words, and Nusach Ashkenaz leaves out this entire line. His text also includes the double usage, le'ela le'ela, which is also dropped by Ashkenazim and Sfardim, except by Ashkenazim during the Aseret Yemei Tshuva. After the words, brichu, the Rambam says that the Tzibur answers amen, but Ashkenazim have the custom to repeat the words, brichu, instead. After the text of Chetzi Kaddish, the Rambam lists what is added to the Kaddish Shalem, which is said after the Amidah, and in the morning after Uva Letzion. This Kaddish is considered by the Rambam to be the end of the Tefillah service, after which the Tzibur disperses. We now have the custom to say Aleinu L'Shabech after this. This Kaddish includes the line of Titkabel Tzlauton, asking Hashem to accept our Tefillah. Interestingly, the Rambam does not end this line with the words V'imru Amen, as is universally practiced nowadays. The final Kaddish appearing in the Rambam is the Kaddish de Rabbanan, which is recited after learning Torah as a Tzibur. The text that appears here is longer than our Kaddish de Rabbanan, and it includes a long section beginning with the words Da'atid l'chadata alma u'la'ach ametaya. This may sound familiar, as it is the text of the Kaddish that we use only at a Siyum Masechet. After Kaddish, the Rambam quotes the text of Tachnun. There is no mention here of Vidui and the Yud Gimel Midot Rachamim, which Sfardim and Nusach Sfard say before every Tachnun, and some of those who use the Nusach Ashkenaz add these as well on Mondays and Thursdays. The Rambam doesn't distinguish at all between the Tachanun of Mondays and Thursdays and that of other days of the week, but both Ashkenazim and Sfardim have the custom to add extra paragraphs of Tachanunim on these 2 days. Monday and Thursday are considered Yemei Rachamim, because they are the days that Moshe ascended to Har Sinai, a Thursday, and descended from there, a Monday, when he received from Hashem the second pair of Luchot. Note that there is no connection between the fact that we say long Tachanun on these 2 days and the fact that we read the Torah on these same days. The first stems from the fact that these days are Yemei Rachamim. The second was a Takana of Moshe Rabbeinu, so that we don't go 3 days without hearing Torah, as we learned in Hilchot Tefillah, Perek Yud Bet. The Rambam concludes the regular weekday Tefillot with the Psukim that follow what he calls Seder Hayom, that is, the Kedusha in the beginning of Uva Letzion. So these psukim that he brings are what we think of as the last two-thirds of Uva Letzion. Following that, he mentions the custom to say Shir Shel Yom and Ein Kelokeinu. He makes no mention of Pitum Haktoret, which is said by Sfardim and Nusach Sfard, also by Nusach Ashkenaz in Eretz Yisrael, nor does he mention Aleinu L'Shabech, nor anything about Kaddish Yatom. Both Ashkenazim and Sfardim say Aleinu L'Shabech, though Nusach Ashkenaz has it before Shir Shel Yom and the Ktoret, while Nusach Sfard and Sfardim have Aleinu at the very end, and both include more than one Kaddish Yatom at the end of the Tefillah service. Most of the remainder of the Seder HaTefillot is a listing of different Amidot. Specifically, the Rambam quotes the middle bracha of the Amidah for each of the special days, which have only one bracha between the first three and the last three brachot, namely, Shabbat. He lists separately the middle bracha for each of the Amidot of Ma'ariv, Shacharit, Musaf, and Mincha, Musaf of Rosh Chodesh, a special bracha in Musaf beginning Atay Yatzarta, when Rosh Chodesh coincides with Shabbat, the Amidah of Yom Tov, where, unlike on Shabbat, the middle bracha is the same in Shacharit, Mincha, and Ma'ariv, then Musaf of Yom Tov. Next comes Rosh Hashanah, where aside from the special middle bracha, the Amidah also includes an extended version of the bracha of Atah Kadosh, where the added part begins, Uvechein Tein Pachtecha, as well as the familiar four editions of Zochreinu L'Chaim, Micha Mocha, etc., which continue through the entire Aseret Yemei Tshuva. Following that are the three intermediate brachot of Musaf Rosh Hashanah, and this list concludes with a bracha in the Amidah of Yom Kippur and the one in Musaf of Yom Kippur. It is only in the context of Yom Kippur that the Rambam finally gets to Vidui, where he gives a longer text for the first four tefillot of Yom Kippur, and then a shorter version to be said at Ne'ilah. The Seder HaTefillot continues with the Rambam's text of Birkat HaMazon, which is shorter than the text we are familiar with, but contains all the critical elements which we discussed in Hilchot Brachot Perek Bet. He adds a few lines beginning Harachaman after the four brachot of Birkat HaMazon, but these two are shorter and fewer than the Harachamans that we say at the end of Birkat HaMazon. The last part of the Seder HaTfilot consists of the brachot recited before and after the reading of the Haftarah, and a list of Haftarot recited each Shabbat of the year. Interestingly, the Rambam does not mention anything about the Haftarot of Yamim Tovim. Another interesting point is that he lists Haftarot for the Parshiot of Sefer Devarim, which we do not say, and then he proceeds to write the custom of saying Haftarot of Consolation during the 7 weeks between Tisha B'Av and Rosh Hashanah. These Haftarot, known as the Shiva Dinachemta, we do say, and they occupy almost all the weeks of Sefer Devarim. There are several other places as well where the list of Haftarot, which appears in the Rambam, differs from modern-day practice, but we should note that even today, there exist different customs of exactly which Haftarah to say after each Parsha in the Torah. This concludes our brief overview of the Rambam's Seder HaTfilot. While the calendar of Rambam Yomi allots 4 days for the Seder HaTfilot, we won't be spending any more time on it, but rather moving on to Sefer Zmanim, beginning with Hilchot Shabbat. As the 30 prakim of Hilchot Shabbat are very extensive, and the average perek is significantly longer than other parts of the Mishneh Torah, we will utilize the extra 3 days we have saved up in order to devote a day at 3 different points in the middle of Hilchot Shabbat to review and fill in some material which there won't be time to discuss while learning the lengthy prakim themselves. So we bid farewell to Sefer Ahava and prepare ourselves for the formidable and exciting challenge which lies ahead.
Thank you for joining me in learning today's parak of the Mishneh Torah. If you have any questions, comments, or ideas you'd like to share, I'd be happy to hear from you. Send me an email at mtorahyomi@gmail.com. That's M as in Mishnah, Torah, T-O-R-A-H, Yomi, Y-O-M-I, @gmail.com. Come back tomorrow as we continue with our next parak.